Hi, my name is Francie, and welcome to the Pure Flow Yoga Live Class Podcast. These classes were recorded live on one of our intimate, magical, and life-changing retreats here in the magical island of Koh Phangan, Thailand, where we're offering year-round programs including retreats and 200-hour yoga teacher trainings. Grab your mat, your block, your strap, and anything else that's going to support you on the journey, and let's get ready to flow. Okay, so welcome everyone. Let's come and sit nice and tall. So this morning in our meditation practice, we chanted to Ganesha. You guys know who Ganesha is? Yeah, he's that elephant guy, although normally he has bigger ears. Our ears have fallen off. But we chanted Ganesha. Ganesha represents the mind. He represents obstacles in our way, whether that's a sore body or some challenge in our life. Yeah. You can close your eyes if you like. Sitting up nice and tall. And so I'll start by sharing a little story this morning about Ganesha and his brother Skanda. And so they were always kind of arguing about who is their parents' favorite, Shiva and Parvati. Skanda always really wanted to be the chosen one. You know, he was stronger and faster than Ganesha. He wanted to be in the favor. So their parents devised a challenge for them, and they said, whoever can circle the universe three times first is gonna win our favor forever. On your mark, get set, go. And so Skanda takes off and he races around the whole universe. And as he's completing his first circle, he sees Ganesha, who's barely shuffled one step forward. And so he's like, oh man, I got this. I am so in the lead. I am so winning. He's full of his ego and he's starting to get ahead of himself. And he circles the earth, the whole universe twice. And then slowly, Ganesha starts to shuffle one foot at a time, and he makes a circle around his parents once, twice, and three times. And Skanda comes back and he says, I win, I'm the favorite forever. And his parents said, ah, not so, you know, Ganesha beat you to it, for he had found the simplest path to the highest good. He'd was able to think about the challenge in a new way. So bring to mind a challenge perhaps that you face in your life. And instead of focusing on how you can get to the other side of the challenge, we'll simply take a moment to chant to Ganesha.
Ganesha, shine.
So keeping your eyes closed, bathing in the vibration. And just notice what your relationship to singing was. Was there an obstacle there? Let a soft smile wash across the face and the heart. And as you bring your hands into prayer, bow to this beautiful heart of yours. Softly open the eyes, release the hands, and we're going to begin today on all fours. So come on to hands and knees. Spreading your fingers wide like the rays of the sun. You can bring the tops of the feet on the earth, and we're going to draw some big circles with the body. So inhale, right wrist, left wrist, and then pressing back to a child's pose, left hip, right hip. Inhale all the way forward, and exhale, pressing all the way back. Let's do five big circles in each direction. We're going to get our Ganesha on today. Beautiful. After you've completed five circles in both directions, you can press all the way back into a child's pose. Pressing your hips heavy onto your heels, your belly can wiggle between the thighs. And you can walk your fingertips a little bit more deeply forward. Find your breath. Come onto the tips of your fingers, so itsy bitsy spider fingers, and hug your shoulder blades together. Look up as you inhale, and as you exhale, come forward into a cobra, melting the hips to the earth, lifting the chin to the sky, the kneecaps lift. Draw the shoulder blades back, inhale, and exhale, child's pose. We're gonna flow between these two poses. So inhale here, walk the fingertips forward, exhale, cobra. Open the heart, inhale to expand, pull the kneecaps up, and exhale back. Beautiful. Inhale here, and exhale forward, cobra. Inhale to open, and exhale back. Let's do a few more rounds with your own breath rhythm. I invite you today to practice with a soft smile on the face. See if you can enjoy the challenge of staying present. And with your next inhale, come onto hands and knees again, tuck the toes. Shift the weight to the right hand. Inhale, sweep your left arm open, side body lengthening. And as you exhale, threading the needle, bring the shoulder and the head to the earth. Yeah, you got it. The back of the hand roots into the earth, and the heart and the gaze spiral to the sky. You can take your right hand all the way up and over into a twist, or maybe you even wrap around and hold the thigh. Some of us, we're gonna take our right foot wide to the side, and our grounded hand can hold the foot as we continue to spiral open. This beautiful shoulder opener, twist pose. If you're not sure, you can look towards me. If that's available for you. Inhale, expand the heart open. And exhale, release the right hand down, the right knee back in. Shift the weight to the right hand, left arm sweeps up. And exhale, release. Second side, shift the weight, left hand, inhale, right arm open. And exhale, thread the needle. Shoulder and the head to the earth. Back hand roots into the earth, top arm up and over in a twist. Left arm perhaps releases wide to the side. And find your breath. Each exhale taking you a little bit deeper into the twist. Jaya! Beautiful, last big breath here. And exhale, release. Left hand, left knee, right arm sweeps to the sky. And exhale, release. Spread your fingers wide and draw your knees together. Extend the right leg out behind you. Look forward and the left arm comes forward. Spread your fingers and toes. Inhale, lift and lengthen the foot and the hand. And exhale, round. We hug in, elbow and knee, chin to chest. Inhale, extend forward and up. And exhale, round. Push that right hand into the earth. Beautiful. Couple more with your own breath. Beautiful. Inhale, stay lifted here. Activate, look forward. If you can smile the face, then bend the knee. Reach the left hand around the body. Kick the foot into the hand. Lift the heart. Spread your toes. You must be smiling inside. Beautiful. Lift your knee a little higher. Gorgeous. And exhale, gently release. Shake it out. Yeah, let's open those wrists a little bit. Come onto the tops of the hands. And just pulse back and forth a little bit through the top of the wrist. Bring the palms of the hands down, the heels of the hands forward. And again, you can just pulse to create space here, stretching the fingers. Now we come to our second side. So bring your hands forward. Bring your knees together. Left leg sweeps up. Right arm comes forward. Root a lot through the pads of the left fingers. Inhale, lift and lengthen. Exhale, round, hugging in. Push the left hand into the earth. Beautiful. Inhale. Exhale, round. A few more with your own rhythm. Last one, inhale, lift and lengthen. And again, if you can smile while breathing, then take the foot, kick the foot into the hand, lift the heart, lift the hip, lift the corners of the mouth. Beautiful, inhale, kick a little bit more, and exhale, release, and take a child's pose. The arms can come alongside the body, in a prayer to the sky, or just straight ahead. Yogi's choice. So remember that this pose is always available to you when the challenge gets too strong. Perhaps this is the simplest path to the highest good. Beautiful, guys. Let's walk our hands forward and come into a downward facing dog. Spread your fingers wide, tuck your toes, lift your hips, and come all the way onto the balls of the toes. Spread your fingers wide and then lower your right heel to the earth. Press into your left hand. Take a few breaths here. Beautiful, lift up. And then lower the left heel down, press into the right hand, or whatever is the opposite. Beautiful. Let's take a few moments to just pedal our dog side to side, swishing our hips and checking in with our alignment. Feet are hip distance. Hands are spread wide, wide, wide. The neck is nice and relaxed. Yes, yeah, so the wrists are parallel to the top of the mat. Bend your knees a little bit more so that you can lengthen your, there we go, and then roll the shoulders this way. You got it. Beautiful, guys. Step the feet together, and as you inhale, sweep the right leg up. So we can do a nice external rotation here. Come onto the ball of the standing foot, open your hip, inhale, activate the foot, and as you exhale, we'll take it into, some people call it peacock feather, some people call it fire hydrant. Although that might just be me and Sophie. Lift your knee a little bit higher, foot to the bum, and press your foot over to the left. See if you can keep your right armpit square to the earth. Beautiful. Lift your knee higher. Yes, and then open your hip. Bend your knee. Find your breath, guys. Inhale back to the sky. Exhale, release. Second side. Inhale, left leg to the sky. Nice open hips here. Exhale, press the foot over to the left. Open your hips. So stack your left hip on top of your right hip. Keep your foot awake and aware. Beautiful. Open your hip a little bit more. Gorgeous, guys. Inhale, lengthen. Three-legged dog. And release. Keeping the legs nice and long, one foot at a time, walk to the top of the mat. Look up in a halfway lift and exhale, fold. Ha. Take the elbows and the hands and gently sway side to side. You might like to swing and nod the head, yes, no, maybe so. Relax the effort of the head, relax the neck.
There we go.
Every time I come near Claudia, she just adjusts herself. Take your feet a little bit wider. Bend your knees and open your sit bones wide, and then you can do a little twerk action here. So just bounce the bum, open the fascia, bring fluidity into your being. If you want to release the hands, you can do that. Beautiful. And let's bring the hands down to the earth. Stilling the legs, softly bend the knees. We're gonna come to a halfway lift. So bring your fingertips to the earth. Bend your knees as much as you need to do that. And as you inhale, draw the shoulders back, lengthen the spine, look up, sit bones open wide. Exhale, fold. Two more times. Inhale, pull the heart forward, lengthen like you're diving off a dive board. Exhale, fold. Beautiful. Inhale, lengthen, stay here. We're gonna bring right hand to the center of the mat, bend your right knee, inhale, left arm opens. Some of us will bring a block under our right hand. Activate the hands like they're your wings. Inhale, spread your wings, expand the heart open, and exhale, release. Left hand to the center. Bend the left knee, inhale, right arm sweeps up. Inhale here, and exhale, release. Take your heels in, your toes wide, and sink into Malasana, squat pose. The elbows are pressing, the knees open. The heart's lifting. You can bring blocks or cushions under your heels if you like. Do you feel like you're opening to the mystery right now? Beautiful. So notice if your inner heels, if the arches of your feet are collapsing, and really press your knees open, lengthen the spine. Find your breath. Ha. Inhale here. Exhale, turn the toes forward, hands to the earth, lift the heels, and come back to a forward fold. Arms wide, inhale, lift the heart, reverse swan dive all the way up, hands in prayer, and exhale, bring your hands into prayer in the heart center. Remember your intention for practice today, bring it into the heart, and then release. Inhale, sweep your arms up. Exhale, hinge from the hips, swan dive forward. Inhale, halfway lift, draw the shoulders back. Exhale, plant the hands to a high push-up. Draw the belly into the spine. Maybe you're pulsing forward through the crown of the head and the heels, keeping the bum nice and still. Beautiful. Look forward. Bring your knees down. Zip your elbows in and lower all the way to the earth, interlacing the hands behind the back. Inhale, pull the heart up. Zip the legs together. Spread the toes. Pull the kneecaps up and maybe the corners of the mouth. Find your breath. Breathe into the backside of your body. Enjoy this opening. Zip your legs together. Inhale, lift a little higher, and exhale, release hands beneath the shoulders, child's pose, for three full breaths. Coming back into a downward facing dog. And playing with that concept of dynamic stillness, creating space in the body, using the breath and your awareness to bring space to your neck, length to your spine. Root down a lot through the right hand and coming into a downward dog twist, left hand comes to the outside of the right shin or thigh, pulling the heart through the gateway of the leg and the arm. Press the right arm to lift and lengthen. Beautiful, guys. Inhale to center, release. Shift the weight, left hand, right hand across the body. Downward dog twist, lift the heart, pull the gaze through. Inhale, come back to center. Step the feet together. Inhale, right leg sweeps to the sky. And exhale, we open the hip in our fire hydrant. So if you're not quite sure, you can look forward. Open your hips. Activate the toes. Lift the knee a little higher. Press the foot a little bit deeper. Beautiful, guys. Inhale, lengthen back to the sky. Exhale, hug the knee into the chest. Lift the hips, bring the shoulders over the wrist, and take the heel between the hands. Lift and spread the toes, come onto the fingertips, low lunge, press the hips up, pull the heart up, and then as you root into the foot, inhale, arms up to the sky, and exhale, sink into the pose. Hug the right hip back, left hip backwards, relax the shoulders. If you want to throw a party with your hands, you can have a little dance again. These are my friends Lulu and Mishka. When they sing this, the crowd goes wild. Yeah, feel free to dance. Let it flow. Interlace the hands behind the back. Root the feet a lot. Lengthen the heart. We're coming to our humble warrior. So as you exhale, bow to the inside of the knee. Lift the hips a lot. Take your arms up and over. And the more you root the feet and lift the hips, the easier this will be. So the invitation of this pose is to humble ourselves to our obstacles. For they have lessons buried within them that we cannot know always in the moment. Beautiful. Root down. Inhale, come back up to a crescent lunge. Step the back foot in, straighten the front leg. Option one, hand to the hips. Option two, interlace the hands. And option three, reverse namaste. Fingertips up the spine, elbows opening. Lift the heart, inhale. Exhale, come halfway. Hug your right hip back to lengthen the spine, root the feet, and exhale, fold, pyramid pose. Step your foot a little bit closer, and both legs are nice and long. Breathing. Keep this foot a little bit wider. Beautiful, guys. Bring your hands to the earth. We're gonna come into a standing split. So gently bend that front leg, walk the fingertips forward, look up, and inhale. The left leg reaches to the sky, and exhale, we fold. Chin to chest. Activate the top foot, activate both feet. Some of us are gonna take right hand behind the shin. Some of us are gonna take left hand also behind the shin. Some of us are gonna bring our fingers on blocks. And just for fun, some of us are gonna spread our fingers wide on the earth, softly bend the standing leg, keeping both toes nice and lengthened. We're gonna float into a handstand prep. Float being the key word. Inhale here, nice guys. And exhale, release, forward fold, Uttanasana. Take your feet hip distance, bend your knees, and shake it out. Beautiful. Root the feet, arms wide. Inhale, gather all the love in the universe. Bring it into a prayer and bring that love as fuel into the heart and release. Notice how you feel. Inhale, sweep your arms up. Exhale, fold. Inhale, look up and lengthen. Exhale, chaturanga, step or jump back. Inhale, lengthen, crown of head and heels. This time, zip the elbows in and lower down chest, belly, thighs. Shalabhasana, interlace the hands behind the back. Inhale, zip the legs together, pull the heart up, pull the knees up. Now we're having a Ganesha party. Inhale here. Exhale, release. Some of us might take a child's pose, but I think mostly we're gonna come all the way into a down dog. Come into a down dog. Dance it out. Second side, so step the feet together. Left leg to the sky, inhale. Exhale, fire hydrant. See if you can touch your friend on the right. Yes, lift the knee a little bit higher. Exhale, reach your friend. Nice, guys. Inhale to the sky. Exhale, hug the knee in, lift the hip, and come to a low lunge. Step the foot forward. Fingertips, hips, heart lengthens forward. Root the foot. Inhale, sweep your arms up. And exhale, sink into the pose. Right hip draws forward, left hip draws back. Beautiful. Relax your shoulders, bend your knees, firm your back leg a lot, lift your heart. Feel free to do a dance party with your upper body. Why not? Humble warrior, interlace the hands behind the back, root the feet, lengthen the spine, firm that back leg, and exhale, bow. Keep rooting the feet, lift the hip a lot, lengthen that back leg, yes. Our challenges have so many treasures in them, it's so much trust we have to build to remember that sometimes. Root the feet, inhale, come all the way up, arms to the sky, step the back foot in. Pyramid pose, hands to the hips, interlace the hands or reverse prayer. Lift the heart, inhale, exhale halfway. Hug left hip back to lengthen spine, root the feet and exhale fold. You might want to bring your hands down to the earth, that's okay too. Relax your whole upper body down. There we go. We're going to take it into a standing split. Bring the hands to the earth. Softly bend the front knee. Walk the fingertips forward. Inhale, left leg to the sky. And exhale, folds. Activating the feet. Some of us are going to have hands on blocks. Some of us left hand behind the shin. Some of us are gonna balance both hands behind the shin. And some of us are gonna do a handstand press up, spread your fingers, softly bend the knees and float handstand press up. Not a popular option today. Inhale here and exhale, release. Forward fold, Uttanasana. Take the toes wide, the heels in, Kamalasana. Lower the sit bones, elbows pressing the knees open. And find your breath here in this yogic squat. Heart stacked over the hips. And close your eyes. Take a nice deep breath in through the nose. And exhale, soft sigh from the mouth. A few more like that. Remember the obstacle, the challenge in your life that you're dedicating your practice to. Turn the toes forward, fingertips to the earth, lift the toes, lift the hips and fold, lowering the heels. Arms wide, inhale, reverse, swan dive, hands to the sky. And as you exhale, bring all of the goodness into the heart and release. Whew. Choose a gaze point straight ahead. Adjust your pants, whatever you gotta do. Come back to presence. Here we go. Inhale, take the arms to the sky. Exhale, swan dive forward. Inhale, look up and lengthen. Exhale, plant the hands, step or jump back. Inhale, lengthen, crown of head to heels. Exhale, lower, knees, chest, chin, or chest, belly, thighs. Coming to a cobra or up dog now, roll the shoulders back, lengthen the heart, pull the kneecaps up, and exhale. Take 5 breaths in a resting pose. So maybe 3 breaths in a child, 5 in a down dog, or whatever variation brings you to your edge, or brings you into a state of relaxation. Beautiful, relax your shoulders. Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog. Roll your shoulders around your armpits. Yes, so outer rotation. Stretch your back nice and long. Step the feet together and inhale, sweep your right leg to the sky and exhale, open your hip. Now some of us are just gonna play with lifting our knee, pressing our foot over to the left. Some of us are gonna pivot that standing leg towards the back, towards the jungle behind us, flipping our dog into a wild thing. Lifting both hips equally, turning the gaze to the middle finger of the right hand. Gorgeous, guys. Beautiful. Feel how beautiful you are. Inhale back to the sky. Exhale, low lunge. Set up your alignment, fingertips, hips, and heart. Inhale, arms up. And as you exhale, smile and deepen into the pose. Hug your right hip back, relax your shoulders. Firm that back leg, take your arms up. Take your back leg back a little bit more. Humble warrior, interlace the hands, lengthen the heart. And as you exhale, bow to the great mystery. Lift your hips, your knees 90 degrees over your ankle. In life, we can only ever do our best in any given moment, knowing that not everything is really in our control, is it? We can't always understand this moment until later, or maybe ever. Root the foot, inhale, come all the way up to the sky, straighten the back leg for pyramid pose, step the back foot in. Maybe your arms are to the sky, maybe hands to the hips or interlace or reverse prayer, choose your variation. Lengthen the heart, root the feet equally, come down halfway, hug right hip back, and then all the way fold forward. Keep hugging that right hip back. Standing splits, bend that standing leg. Inhale, lift the back leg to the sky. Look up and exhale, fold. Maybe taking a balance. Maybe the right hand is coming behind, maybe both hands, or maybe handstand press up. Or maybe neither. Beautiful, guys. Activate that standing leg. Look up, halfway lift. Softly bend the standing leg and come back to a crescent lunge with control. Hug your right hip back. Relax the shoulders. Inhale, open the heart. Exhale, vinyasa. Plant the hands. Step back, high plank. Exhale, low plank. Chest, belly, thoughts. Inhale, cobra or up dog. And exhale, down dog. So let's do the second side and then we'll have a nice break.
Beautiful.
So you're going to roll your shoulders away. There we go. Step the feet together. Inhale, left leg to the sky. Exhale, open your hip. Press your foot over to the right. Try to touch your friend. Lift your knee a little bit higher. And some of us are going to flip it into a wild thing. So pivot the grounded foot towards the back of the room. And turn the gaze to the middle of that right finger. Beautiful. Feel the beauty of the breath moving through the beauty of you. Inhale back to the sky. Exhale, low lunge. Hug the knee in, step the foot through, and set up your alignment. Fingertips, hips, and heart. Inhale, sweep your arms up. And as you smile, exhale to deepen into the pose, hugging left hip back. Firm that back leg a lot. You got it. Bend your knee a little bit deeper. Interlace the hands. Humble warrior. Lengthen the heart. And exhale, bow to the inside. Lift your hips. Root down through the feet. The front leg is still bent. Beautiful. Root down. Inhale. Come all the way back up. Straighten the leg. Step the back foot in. And choose your arm variation for pyramid pose. So maybe you're interlacing the hands, reverse prayer. Or maybe the arms are to the sky. Open the heart. Inhale. Exhale. Halfway. Hugging left hip back and then all the way. Find your breath. We can always use a mantra to help focus our wandering or challenging thoughts. Maybe you're in the Om Gam Ganapataye land. We can always invoke Ganesha anytime we're faced with a challenge. And we're looking for the simplest path to the highest good. Standing split. Softly bend the front leg. Fingertips walk forward. Look up to lengthen the right leg. And exhale, fold. maybe taking a balance with your left hand behind the shin, both hands, or standing handstand press up. Activate that foot. Activate both feet. Beautiful, guys. Inhale, look up. Bend the standing leg, crescent lunge with control. Arms up to the sky. Inhale and exhale, vinyasa. Plant the hands. Step back. High plank. Exhale, low plank. Elbows in. Inhale, cobra or up dog. And exhale, take a rest, guys. Child's pose or down dog. If you're in child's pose, you might like to bring your arms alongside the body, or maybe even rest your hands on your low back. Tuck your toes, interlace your hands at the low back. You're gonna bring your head close into your knees, lift your bum all the way to the sky, and come into hare pose, letting the arms waterfall up and over. Lift your hips a little bit higher. Hug your head closer into your knees a little bit more. Relax the muscles of the face. Beautiful, guys. Come and sit on your heels. You can take your butt cheeks between your feet. Hold your elbows above your head, so you're pulling your elbows apart. Hug your low belly in. How are we doing? Keep your right hand on your elbow as you lower the left arm down the spine. So we're stretching the arm now. Some of us might prefer to take a bind, so releasing the right hand behind the back and clasping the fingers. Keep the belly hugged in, so to take out the arch from the low back. Let's take three breaths here. Gracefully we switch. So your left hand can press the right elbow down, or else you can take that left hand around the body into a bind. Hug the belly in. Find your breath. And gently release. Take your hands on your shoulders and let's draw circles backwards. Forward. And release. We're gonna come into a headstand now. If you are new to headstand, I'm gonna demonstrate. If it's already in your practice, feel free to go into it. You can look towards me if you're newer to the practice. You're gonna take the elbows and the hands, interlace the hands but release the pinkies, open the thumbs wide, and then we're gonna draw the cradle of our head into the hands, tuck the toes, lift the hips, walk the feet forward. Now, most important here is that we're gonna push our forearms into the earth, so our head is almost floating off the earth, and we're gonna tip our hips over our shoulders, so maybe we're on the balls of our toes. This is option one. Option two, the feet come into the bum. If I can stay here for five breaths, rooting my forearms, strengthening, lengthening my neck, then maybe I can come into the full expression of headstand. Coming into child's pose at any stage. So wherever you're at in the journey, let's take our elbows. Interlace the hands, release the pinkies, open the thumb, and bring the head into the cradle of the hand. So the back of the hand, yes. Root the forearms deeply into the earth to lengthen and strengthen your neck. And then tuck the toes and lift the hips, walking the feet in towards the body. We're ultimately trying to stack the shoulders over the elbows, the hips over the shoulders. So root the forearms to lengthen the neck and maybe the knees kind of reach out. So really think about lifting here. Down through the forearms. Yep, so come down. Yeah, come down because right now we're over here. There we go. We found the happy spot. Come into a child pose anytime you need. Root the forearms a lot. Hug the knees in. Yep. Yes, keep rooting down through the forearms, lengthening through the crown of the head. Yes, you floated there for a moment. You had. So the key thing is that we avoid jumping. Notice the challenge that this pose may be presenting to your mind or to your body. You got it, great. And then take a breath. Yeah. Root down to the forearms. Tilt your hips a little bit higher to the sky, yes. It can be very confronting to turn ourselves upside down. And when we do so, we cultivate our ability to see things from a new perspective, don't we? Or to wipe the sweat off our thoughts. Take a nice deep breath in and then let out a beautiful sigh. You're welcome to sit upright if you like. Allow yourself this opportunity to see how that felt, that feels. We'll bring the hands onto either side and lower the sit bones, taking the feet forward and coming all the way onto the back, the knees to the sky, interlacing the hands behind the head. So we'll activate our core again. Inhale, lift. 1, 2. Exhale, down. 3, 4. Inhale, 1, 2. Inhale, up. 2, down. 3, 4. A few more times. Beautiful. Keep it lifted now and just pulse. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You guys are going to love me later. 10. Release all the way onto the mat. Interlace the hands above the head. Point the toes and inhale. Stretch the whole body. Stretch the abs. Beautiful. Hug the knees in. Take the hands underneath the knees and gently rock forward and back. Rock and roll. Massaging along the spine. The next time we come up, let's stay there and float. Beautiful. Draw your shoulders back. Spread your toes. The forelegs, what are those called? The shins. They're parallel to the ground. Maybe your arms release. Maybe your legs straighten for Navasana. Row, row, row your boat. Open it a little bit wider. Lift the heart. Gently down the stream. Firm the legs. Merrily, 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 merrily. Life is but a dream. Crisscross the heels. Hands on either side. Lift the hips. And gently switch the hips side to side. Whew. Come all the way onto the back. Take the fingertips to touch the heels. Rooting the feet down into the earth. Inhale, sweep the arms up, lift the hips all the way to the sky. And then exhale, lower, keeping the butt lifted, drawing the knees energetically towards each other. Inhale, rolling up. Exhale, release, and continue a few more rounds. Lift your bum all the way up. You got it. With the next inhale, stay lifted. Keep pressing the hips up. And exhale, release. Bring your hands back down. Bring your feet together, your knees wide. Hold your elbows either above your head or one hand to the heart, one hand to the belly. As you deepen the breath in and out through the nose, just notice how you're feeling. Notice if your core feels activated. Nice, Tara. Love and the self-compassion. Take the hands outside of the knees, bring the knees to the sky. So this is our resting pose, and we're gonna come into a few nice, beautiful back bends. So fingertips to the heels. Root the feet into the earth, and as you inhale, press the hips to the sky. Draw the shoulder blades underneath the back. Press the hips up. Draw the knees toward each other. Come onto the balls of the toes. Press the hips higher. Rock the shoulders under deeper. Draw the knees energetically toward each other. And exhale, roll down and release into your resting pose. Feet together, knees wide. Maybe notice the difference hip to hip. We'll come up into another back bend. If you're a full wheel practitioner, you're welcome to come into it. Just squeeze everything to the midline. Make sure your feet are parallel. Everyone else, bring your fingertips to your heels. Root the feet. Curl the pelvic floor under. Lift the hips. Rock the shoulders underneath the back. Beautiful. Turn your feet parallel. Beautiful. You can come high onto the toes, and then if you want, you can bring the heels of your hand to either side of your spine, and one leg at a time, send the leg to the sky. If you feel full wheel, lengthen your heart towards the jungle behind you. Gorgeous. And maybe walk your hands towards your feet. Take a rest when you want. We're gonna come up again. Breathing. Chin to chest to release it down. Take a nice deep breath in through the nose and exhale a nice big sigh from the mouth. Ha. one more time. Feet onto the earth, fingertips to the heels or maybe outside the ears. If you're coming into full wheel, crown of the head to the earth, hug elbows and knees to the midline. If you're needing to keep in a resting pose, go for it. If you want to try to bring one leg up at a time, go for it. Shift the weight to one foot, then lift the leg. Beautiful. Hug your knees in towards the midline. And chin to chest to release. Ha. Amazing, guys. Take your feet as wide as the mat. Bring glue to the bottom of your feet. Glue your feet to the edges of the mat. Your knees to the sky. And we're going to take our arms wide in a T and windshield wiper our legs left to right. Take the knees all the way over to the right. Adjust your spine so it's nice and long on the mat. Some of us are going to take the right foot on top of the left knee and turn our gaze towards the left. So turn your gaze opposite. Yes, there we go. Breathing down the left side of the thigh, the top of the hip. And close your eyes. Some of you might want to bring a block underneath your right knee. Three more beautiful breaths here. Head and gaze to the sky, release the top foot down, knees up. Switch sides, so bring your knees to the left. Your left leg maybe, your left foot on top of the right knee. Adjust your spine, so physically lift your whole back up so that you can become totally flat, and then turn your gaze to the right. Close your eyes and we'll enjoy our last three full breaths here. Inhale, look up to the sky, release the top foot down, hug the knees up to the sky, and then hug your knees into your chest, and side to side, you rock. Release the feet to the earth. The right foot comes across the left knee in a figure four. And then lifting the left foot up, you're gonna reach your hand through the whole of the legs, interlace behind the thigh. And then as you press the right knee away from you, draw the thigh in towards you. So a beautiful hip opener and variation to pigeon pose. So if you find pigeon really challenging, this one's always available. Keep the whole of your back on the earth, and as you press your right knee towards the ocean, draw your left thigh towards you. So stay active here. Find depth in your breath. Take three more big juicy breaths. Release the hands, release the feet to the earth, and gently windshield wiper side to side. Second side, left foot across upper right knee. Interlace the hands through the hole of the leg behind the thigh. Press your knee away from you. Draw the leg towards you. So we're finding this opening in our hip through this opposing force of drawing the thigh in and pressing the knee away. Three more breaths, keep drawing the thigh in, pressing the knee out. And exhale, release. Beautiful, lengthen your legs all the way down the mat now. And just jiggling side to side to release any tension. Hug your right knee in, Ekapada Apanasana. Interlace the hands above the knee, draw the knee into the chest. Take a strap around the base of our foot, and some of us are going to interlace hands behind the thigh, and as you inhale, lengthen your leg all the way to the sky. You're pressing the back of your leg by lifting your heel up, and as you exhale, you're drawing the leg towards the face. Now, the only thing is to avoid direct pressure on the back of the knee. Beautiful. Activate the lengthened toes. You got it. Inhale, press the heel up to the sky. I like your ingenuity. Beautiful, guys. We're going to open this into a half straddle. So bring your right hand to your right hip to keep it grounded. And as you open your leg wide to the right, your upper shoulder to elbow are going to rest on the floor. You're going to press your foot out like you're serving your leg on a platter, maybe drawing your foot up towards the face. So both hips stay grounded. And as you press out through the heel, the back of the leg open. You got it. Maybe drawing the leg a little higher. There we go. Keep breathing. And lengthen through the back. And there we go. Beautiful. Draw the leg a little bit higher. Beautiful. Come back to the sky and then lift your head to kiss your knee. Give yourself some love and then lower your head down. Release the strap, hug the knee into the chest. Lengthen the leg down the mat. Feel the difference side to side. Wiggle it out, jiggle it out, and then hug your left knee in. Always find your breath. Some of us will take a strap to the arch of our foot or interlace the hands behind the thigh, and slowly we lengthen leg all the way up. As we lengthen our heel to the sky, pressing through the back of the knee, we exhale to draw the leg in towards the face. Keep the face soft. Press the heel up, inhale, exhale, draw the leg closer in, exhale. Open our leg wide, bring your left hand to root the left hip, right hip. And open your left leg wide. Upper shoulder to elbow, resting on the earth. Spread your toes, press out through the four corners of the feet. Maybe the leg is drawing up towards the face a little bit more. Find your breath. Inhale, leg back to the sky. Exhale, hug the knee in. Hug both knees in. You can wrap your arms around your knees and let your knees fall into your elbow pits, maybe right wrist holding left, or left. Some of us might like to draw egg beater, so you can bring your hands a perfect fit on your knees, pushing your knees away from your chest and then drawing circles away from each other back into center. So push your knees away, opening the legs. And then changing direction. Egg beaters. And coming back to center, take the toes up to the sky, lengthening both legs. Take the arms up to the sky, energize the arms and the feet. Inhale here. And as you exhale, open your legs wide in a smile. Lift your head, reach your hands through towards me, activate through the feet. Maybe you're bringing your forearms to the inner thighs and gently rocking yourself open side to side. You can lower your head down, take your hands outside your legs, bring the legs to the sky. Option one is stay here, maybe the arms to the earth. Option two is a shoulder stand. So if you're tired or on your moon cycle, stay here. If you'd like, you can lift your hips, taking the hands to either side of the spine, fingers to the sky, lift your chin, and just stay here in the classic shoulder stand for 10 breaths. Flointing your toes, so kind of halfway between a point and a flex. The gaze to the big toes. the ankles, knees, and hips in one line. Lots of space for the neck, but please keep the neck still. Beautiful. So draw your feet this way towards the ocean a little bit more. Yes. We're going to guide us through some variations now. So split the legs open, right leg forward, left leg back, or side to side. Sorry, I wasn't very clear there, was I? Beautiful. Inhale back to center and switch sides. Beautiful. Come back to center. Maybe your legs are opening in a wide straddle and you didn't do that yet, or if you did. Inhale, back to the sky. Bring your feet together, knees wide. Open your knees towards the ocean. Lift your hips a little bit higher, butterfly. Beautiful. Bring your knees together and bring your knees to your forehead. Beautiful. Some of us are going to take this into a plow pose. Bring your feet to the earth behind you. And as you push your feet into the earth or the block, lift your hips to lengthen your belly. Maybe your hands come to touch your feet, or maybe they're behind the back or on the low hips. Bless away the obstacles. Open to the miracle. Maybe you're taking your knees on either side of your ears, Karma Tadasana, hugging around your knees. And if there's any other variation that you want to play with, feel welcome. We'll take a few more moments here. You're welcome to come into just legs up the wall or a resting pose anytime. So we'll engage with God. Lower down vertebrae by vertebrae, and we'll come into fish pose. So take your hands underneath your butt cheeks. The legs can be straight or in butterfly. And as you root the elbows, lift the heart all the way to the sky and relax the head back. Some of us might be floating our legs up 45 degrees, or maybe our hands also clapping together in a prayer 45 degrees. And when you're ready, chin to chest to release. Come on to the back and just gently wiggle it out. Now, if there's any last pose that's gonna bring you more ease and flow, feel free to come into it now. Maybe you're coming into a happy baby as your final pose, bending your knees, feet to the sky, hands to the inner arches of the foot or the big toe, gently rocking side to side, maybe lengthening one leg at a time. Choose your own adventures, yogis. So final pose before Shavasana. Take your last 10 breaths in this pose of your choice. And then let's all meet in Shavasana.
Shine. Take your feet as wide as the mat. Keep your arms open. Wiggle your body so that you feel aligned and ready to let go. Take a big deep breath into your whole body, feeling the energy. And as you exhale from the mouth, let it all out into the earth. Going to guide us through a progressive relaxation now. So as I call out the name of a body part, the invitation is to bring your awareness there and to relax it. So we'll start with your right big toe, your right second toe, your right third toe, the right ring toe, and the right pinky toe. The top of the right foot, the bottom of the right foot, the right ankle. The whole right foot relaxes. And the back of the right calf, the right shin, the right knee, the back of the right thigh, the right butt cheek, the top of the right thigh, the right hip, the right waist, the whole right leg fully relaxes. Left big toe. Left second toe. Left third toe. Left fourth toe. Left pinky toe. Top of the left foot. Bottom of the left foot. The left ankle, the whole left foot relaxes, the left calf, the left shin, the left knee, the back of the left thigh, the left butt cheek, the top of the left thigh, the left hip, the left weight, the whole left leg relaxes, the whole lower body all together fully relaxes and lets go. The lower back, the middle back, the upper back, the upper shoulders, the low belly, the upper belly, the rib cage softens and opens, and your shining heart is revealed. The chest relaxes. The neck relaxes, the throat,
the whole torso all together fully relaxes and lets go. Right thumb, right index finger, right middle finger, ring finger, and pinky. The top of the right hand, bottom of the right hand, the right wrist. The whole right hand completely relaxes and lets go. The right forearm, the right elbow, the right upper arm, the armpit, the top of the right shoulder, the back of the right shoulder, and the shoulder blade. The whole right arm fully relaxes and lets go. Left thumb, left index finger, left middle finger, left ring finger, left pinky, the palm of the left hand, the top of the left hand, the left wrist. The whole hand completely relaxes and lets go. Left forearm, left elbow, left upper arm, armpit, top of the left shoulder, back of the left shoulder, the shoulder blade. The whole left arm completely relaxes and lets go. The whole upper body all together completely relaxes and lets go. The back of the head. The hair relaxes. The jaw softens and opens. The lips part softly. The cheeks relax. The nose relaxes. The forehead. The hairline. The eyes grow heavy and sink to the back of the head. The third eye, the third eye, the third eye, the whole face relaxes, the whole head relaxes, the whole body all together completely relaxes and lets go. Share with you a little quote from Swami Satchitananda, The Inner Obstacle Race. Remember that yoga practice is like an obstacle race. Many obstructions are purposefully put on the way for us to pass through. They're there to make us understand and express our own capacities. We all have that strength, but we don't always seem to know it. We seem to need to be challenged and tested in order to understand our own capacities. In fact, this is the natural law. If a river just flows easily, the water in the river doesn't get to express its power. But once you put an obstacle to the flow by constructing a dam, then you can see its strength in the form of tremendous electrical power. Gently bringing your awareness back, drawing a big, beautiful breath into the belly, awakening fingers and toes, moving head side to side, stretching the arms up all the way above the head, stretching nice and long, and finding your way onto one side. Slowly drawing yourself back into a seated meditation pose. The spine long, the eyes closed. Let's take a moment to notice how you feel after our practice this morning. It's bathing in the goodness of the practice. And bringing to mind the obstacle that is presenting in your life right now. In closing, as we began singing to Ganesha this prayer for the simplest path to the highest good. Ganesha Sharanam, Sharanam. bringing your hands into prayer at heart center, and bowing to the beauty within. Namaste. Thank you all for your beautiful practice and presence today, and joining your voices and using the obstacle to help you trust in the great mystery a little more. If you've dropped in, you're welcome to come see me. You can read about your card, ask questions, and have a really beautiful day. Thank you so much for your practice and presence today. We hope you've enjoyed practicing with us here in the jungle. You can find more about our retreats and teacher trainings online at pureflow.yoga. You can also visit us on Facebook and Instagram. And if you feel inspired, please leave us a review. Tell the world how much you love us. Help us spread the love. See you next time.